Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The abortion industry is the home of misogynists. The abortion industry is the friend to rapists. The abortion industry is the home to racists. The video that we played for you on July 30th has now gone viral. It has 110,000 views on YouTube. Significant websites and bloggers around the country and around the world are embedding it in their stories. The abortionist in Charlotte, North Carolina, who said that these babies, he doesn't want to pay for them. He doesn't want tax dollars to pay for them. And he said, are you going to adopt these ugly black babies? Think about those three words. What can he possibly say that is more offensive? We're going to listen to that audio again. And then we're going to speak to the man who took the video. Ugly black babies. What is more horrendous, that he acknowledged, that he admitted that they are babies, or that he called them ugly black babies? Abortionists know that they're killing children. The late-term abortionist from Boulder, Colorado, Warren Hearn, has acknowledged it, that the sensation of death flows through the forceps to the abortionist as he's dismembering and killing the baby. So this video, with its brief audio, it's a 30-second video. It has now appeared in the London Daily Mail. It's been on The Blaze, Glenn Beck's website, news site, The Blaze. The American Thinker, The Washington Examiner, Canada Free Press, townhall.com, that's Salem Radio Network, where Steve Dace writes articles. By the way, Steve Dace, Salem Radio Network's hottest, newest talk show host, syndicated talk show host, is coming to Colorado to speak at the Colorado Right to Life Banquet Saturday night, September 14th. You're going to want to get your seat. Reserve your seat. You're going to want to be there. It's $100 a plate, but of course it is, because there's a campaign to pay for. There's a campaign to teach a state, an entire state of people, that the baby is a person. And the abortionists are crude. They're vulgar. They're misogynist. They despise women. They sexually assault women. They are racists and sexists. And so we're going to play that audio for you in just a moment, and then we're going to go to the man who took the video that now has gone viral. Townhall.com, Breitbart.com. Andrew Breitbart has now passed away. Breitbart.com. BlackMediaScoop.com, Fox News, The Free Republic, and you know what else? The Daily Kos. Now, the Daily Kos has come after us once in a while. They did something extremely telling. They put up the article about this abortionist calling these ugly black babies, and then you know what they did? Abortionist Ron Vermani from North Carolina, and this is in Flip Benham's backyard, the Reverend Flip Benham, who is the director of Operation Rescue National. This is in his backyard. So there is opportunity to attempt to reach this man, just as Ken and Joe Scott, the personhood advocates who traveled the country and with Pro-Life Colorado, right here in Denver, Colorado. It's such an honor to be friends with them. They were there at Ron Vermani's front door. And after this video, Joe Scott went back up and spoke to him again. And so this is right in Flip Benham's backyard. And what's good about that is that Flip Benham, Now, pro-lifers are considered haters by who? By a lot of Christians. Can't figure out why. They don't judge those who kill the innocent. A lot of Christians only judge those who try to protect the innocent. Can't quite figure that out, but that's what they do. It's called apathy, which is a form of hatred. They think it's spiritual maturity. Well, Flip Benham is the man in this country who baptized Norma McCorvey. Norma McCorvey is Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade. She's Jane Roe. They used an alias, of course. And she's in every article about the history of Roe v. Wade, Norma McCorvey, and she was working for a local abortion clinic. And Flip Benham's group, Operation Rescue National / OSA, Operation Save America, learn more about them. Go to ProLifeProfiles.com. Just click on the Tier 1 Pro-Lifers. They're there. Flip Benham's profile. And Flip Benham's Christian pro-lifers there at the abortion mill day in and day out for years would call out to Norma McCorvey that she doesn't have to continue killing children. She could turn to Jesus Christ. She could repent. And you know what happened? She did. She repented. And Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton, you know, Doe v. Bolton, those were the two abortion decisions issued the same day in 1973. Both of the women in both of those cases have become pro-lifers. How often does that happen? How often does the plaintiff win at the Supreme Court and then repent publicly and say, we are sorry that we did this. This was wrong. It's wrong to kill innocent children. That is how significant, how culturally relevant. You know, when we have a Supreme Court judge that's going to be nominated, or when we have a presidential election, the number one most important thing is child killing. Child killing. To everybody, you get an opening on the Supreme Court, everybody wants to know what's their position on abortion. That is the most important thing to the wicked, that they can continue to kill children. And so Flip Benham, it's perfect that this abortionist, Ron Vermani, is in Flip Benham's backyard, because there's a chance to reach this man's dark soul. There is a chance. So we need to pray for Ron Vermani, this abortionist. But what the Daily Kos did was they put up the story about this abortionist caught on video saying, you're going to adopt these ugly black babies. And then they took it down. They took the story down. And I challenge those communist cowards over at the Daily Kos, KOS, to put this story back up, because it's true. It's on video, but it's too powerful. And so they took it down. So let's go to the audio. Let's listen to this. And it's short. It's only 30 seconds. If you watch the video, we will embed the video on today's program, on the show summary at KGOV, KGOV.com, our website. And the video has the transcript under it. So as the pro-lifers and the abortionist are talking at the abortionist home on his front doorstep, you'll be able to hear, see clearly. You can see their lips. You can see his lips. You know what he's saying, but it passes quickly. So listen carefully to, are you going to adopt these ugly black babies? What a wicked thing to say against children. He knows they're babies. He's a racist. So let's hear from Ron Vermani, the abortionist.
To pay for the baby with my money. You get it?
You would rather profit off of those children?
No, I'm not profiting. I, as a taxpayer, do not wish to pay for those babies to be born and brought up and kill those people in Colorado. Go ahead and pay for that. Let me see you adopt one of those ugly black babies.
We do. If you tell us, we'll adopt.
Yeah, go ahead. Adopt those babies, okay? Take them off the taxpayers' money, okay?
Give us a chance to adopt them.
Amen. Give us a chance to adopt them. What a non sequitur. If you don't adopt these Jewish people, we're going to gas them. We're going to kill them and their children. What do you got to adopt a Jewish family to say it's wrong for the Germans to kill them? What do you got to adopt a full-grown black man to say slavery is wrong? You got to free the slaves? You got to adopt a baby to say it's wrong to kill babies? If not one pro-lifer ever adopted a child It is wrong to kill babies, and the people who do it are headed for a confrontation with God himself. But pro-lifers adopt so many babies. So many children are adopted by pro-lifers. So now, what an honor to get. We've reached, my producer has reached in Florida, the man who took the video, with the audio from which we've just played for you. Ken Scott is on the line. Ken, welcome back to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hello there, Bob. Thank you for having me on your show, and thank you for getting this information out to expose this abortionist, how evil he is.
Well, what an honor it is, Ken, for us to talk to you. You know, in all the years I've known you, Ken, many, many years, we've been together at hundreds of pro-life events at abortion clinics, abortionist homes. You are always ready with a video camera to document what's happening. Always. This is, how many years have you been out in front of abortion clinics?
I started in 1990 and started really in 1991 going full time.
So 1991, so it's been 21 years. And Ken, I don't think I've ever seen you without a camera hanging around your neck.
Well, we use cameras for many reasons, because a lot of times the police will show up and they'll tell us things that we are legally able to do, but they tell us we can't do it. And it's like, say, you have to go across the street. You can't be on this sidewalk, but you can be across the street on that sidewalk. So we have to document everything, because
right.
A lot
sure.
of times they'll give us a ticket or they'll take us to jail, and sure. we need it for evidence in court.
Ken, I had video footage of an abortion clinic protest that I was at, where I was charged with assaulting the abortionist. And a Denver detective, Carolyn Yates, testified on the witness stand against me. And if it wasn't for the pro-lifers, three pro-lifers taking video of the entire event, you might have been one of them. If you were, I should have thanked you for using your video in court. But three pro-lifers from three different angles. I never assaulted anyone. Of course not. That's not what we pro-lifers do. But Ken,
yeah.
I was severely assaulted by a Planned Parenthood guy in one of their vests, somebody on their staff, who came up behind me and gave me a full body block that took me right off my feet. So after I was acquitted of a charge of assaulting the abortionist, which is a complete fabricated lie, then I asked the Denver prosecutor, now prosecute this guy. I think his name was Chip. Now prosecute this guy. We got his name. We got it on video. Everybody in the trial, everybody in the courtroom saw it, and they refused to prosecute.
I've seen that happen many times, Bob,
yeah.
over the years to many pro-lifers, and they do nothing. And then they fabricate and make lies. So that's the reason why we always need to have video cameras out there. And
yeah.
even sometimes with the video cameras, the DAs or the city attorneys will tell them, don't believe the video, believe what I tell you, just like
right.
in Joe's last case.
Yeah, your wife, Joe
was,
Scott, right. She walked
she
down
was charged
the
with assault, she, and there was no assault there.
Joe.
And,
Joe Scott, your wife, she walked down the street next to a woman who came out intentionally to try to provoke something. It was a cold day. Joe's hands were in her coat pockets. They just walked calmly. The whole video is on our website, kgov.com, and your wife was charged with assault.
And she's still appealing that.
Hey, Ken, I got 4 months jail sentence from that trial I just described.
Uh-huh.
I was acquitted on assaulting the abortionist, and we're thankful to God that the truth was on video. But they
right.
convicted me for conspiracy to loiter.
I've seen that many times like that to many people, including myself and Joe.
Conspiracy to loiter. I went to jail for 4 months. Well, I got off good time, you know, if you're
right.
nice. In jail, Denver County Jail. I was in with the felons. That was fine. A lot of people to share the gospel with. So I only
praise
spent,
the Lord.
Yeah, I only spent 2 months in there. But conspiracy to loiter, so they can't get you on assault, which would send you to Sing Sing for a couple years, which is a total lie. So they get you on conspiracy to loiter, which is just insane.
And then they add on charges after that from disturbing the peace, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct, which has nothing to do with any of the things that are going on, but they just add on more charges.
Right, because they want people to be fearful and they want to manipulate
sure.
people. So, Ken Scott, could you tell us about that day when you took this video? It's now going viral, and I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, I don't think you were on the line, The list, this is just a small, partial list of the news sites and the blogs that are reporting and embedding this video that you took. You go to London first, the Daily Mail.
Wow.
And The Blaze, which is Glenn Beck's news outlet.
Great.
American Thinker, Washington Examiner, Canada Free Press, townhall.com, that's Salem Radio Network. Breitbart, Andrew Breitbart's media news outlet, blackmediascoop.com, Fox News, Free Republic, and Ken, did you hear about that communist website, that left-wing, the Daily Kos? They put it up,
wow.
And then they took it down.
Oh, my.
They took it down.
That video was a little longer, and it stopped before you would have heard him cussing, and so they didn't want everybody, especially kids, to be hearing his mouth while he's cussing.
Yeah, and thank you for that, by the way.
He opened and shut the door a couple other times, and he came out with a camera himself. And then after most of the people left, then Joe and another woman with a group, her name is Katie Yoder, decided to go up, two women, just to try to talk to him, reason with him.
And again, Katie Yoder, our audience, many don't know who Katie Yoder is.
Another pro-life
family. What a beautiful family
yes.
they have.
Large family,
the Yoders,
homeschool kids.
The Yoders are known all over the country, far and wide,
Missouri.
Because of their love for the Lord Jesus Christ and how beautiful and wonderful their family is.
How true.
Yeah.
And their children, when they were small, was with us, and now they're almost all grown. Several are married now, but they still come join OSA, which is fantastic.
And that reminds me of our kids, like Josiah and Nathaniel, Ken.
Right.
You remember them when they were little kids.
Yes.
They were little kids. We went to Wichita for the Summer of Mercy, where tens of thousands of people got arrested and closed down the abortion industry for a whole summer. And my son Josiah was a little kid, and he said, "Dad, I want to rescue." And I said, "Son, I'll be a bad father. I can't let you." And he has tears in his eyes. "Please, Dad, let me rescue." So what can I do? And it was totally peaceful. It's all Christians.
Right.
So I let him rescue, and he got arrested, thrown on a bus. And
oh, awesome.
Yeah, but his dad was with him. It's a typical father and son bonding event.
That's outstanding example, Bob.
Yeah, and they're still strong, pro-life, you know, and it's just so encouraging to see. So, and just like our young sons who were with us at every signature event, getting signatures, whether it was at Chick-fil-A or county fair. Thank you. We turned in, while you guys were with OSA, we turned in 112,000 signatures in Colorado, pulled together with God's blessing by pro-life volunteers across the state.
Well, that's outstanding, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Ken. So, Ken, tell us about that day. So, Katie Yoder and Joe Scott, your wife.
They went back up there to knock on the door to see if they could actually try to talk with him, calm him down a little bit. And as it turned out, after he opened up the door, he said, "You're just trying to take my name through the mud." And then at the same time, they're trying to, Joe and the other woman said, "Please, we're trying to take you out of the mud, you know, try to let you know about the Lord Jesus Christ and how he can forgive." And then he instead grabs out of each of their hand, they had a stack of flyers. We were getting ready to go through the neighborhood, go to door to door and put them on the doors and knock on doors and let the neighbors know, you know, they had an abortionist in the neighborhood. And he just grabbed all the papers out of both of their hands, and my wife and Katie just let him have it afterward. I mean, just let him have the flyers.
Sure.
And just still tried to talk to him, reason with him, but he cussed at him and slammed the door again. Mm. But I would like to let you know we need to be praying for Flip Benham now, because Flip had lied, this abortionist had lied before about being threatened by Flip, which wasn't true.
Right.
And they put him on probation because of putting those flyers up. Now they're charging him for breaking his probation, and he's going to trial because of us, and it wasn't Flip. He wasn't there, had nothing to do with it. It was a group of us that did it. But now they're charging Flip with conspiracy and also for breaking his probation. And he's got a hearing coming up, I think, tomorrow in court. So please have the audience keep him in our prayers.
We do need to pray for Flip Benham. In fact, we'll attempt to reach him and get an update directly from Flip. Thank you for telling us that.
Okay.
I was unaware of this. Ken, this is true all over the country. It has happened in Denver hundreds of times where pro-lifers are falsely accused. In fact, we've gone to court where we have won in jury trials almost 100 trials in a row. Almost 100 in a row.
Yes, how true, Bob.
We have won over 100 trials all told, almost a whole stretch there of 100 in a row where we are charged with disturbing the peace and the charges you've mentioned, and they have been
disorderly conduct
fabricated, and where police officers and detectives, they perjure themselves on the witness stand. They lie through their teeth. I asked the Denver DA to bring charges of perjury against this Denver detective, Carol Yates, because she testified that she saw me assaulting the abortionist. And we played the video, and we asked her to tell us to stop wherever she saw me assaulting the abortionist.
Seeing that over and over again, Bob, and that's why we have to have video cameras. And it's just like in this case, without that video camera, that abortionist could say that somebody assaulted him at his front door. And that's why we have those, to protect ourselves. But in this case, he was ranting later and cussing and also making a statement about how he thought the black babies were ugly babies and you should adopt those. Well, at least we had a chance to tell him we would love to adopt those babies. And you can see the compassion on the pro-lifers trying to talk to him to try to help him to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to repent.
Mm. At AmericanThinker.com, their article, Abortion Doc Defends Killing, quote, Ugly Black Babies, quote, if anybody Googles ugly black babies, of course you could get every page in the world that has the word ugly on it and babies. But you put it in quotes. If you put it in quotes, you're only going to get results for pages that specifically have that phrase. And I've never heard that phrase in my life before this abortionist said this. I've never heard it. I Google it in quotes, 24,000 pages. The number of views have increased, Ken Scott, since we started our interview with you, from 110,000 to now 113,000 views.
Wow.
YouTube, by the way, gives you the latest update in their search. If you search YouTube for ugly black babies, you'll see a more up-to-date count than if you go on the video page itself. But, Ken, yeah, here at American Thinker, their article, the first thing you see is the video you took. Your wife, Jo Scott, is in that frame there. And then they say, such justification for legalized abortion sounds eerily similar to the original founders of the movement, like Margaret Sanger.
How true.
The longtime president of Planned Parenthood, who was a racist, a eugenicist, and who hated the handicapped, and wrote in her own books, she wrote that the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the mute, and the lame are, quote, the dead weight of human waste, unquote, and Planned Parenthood to this day honors her by giving out their Margaret Sanger annual award.
We've also heard, Bob, at Planned Parenthood there in Denver, that they have a great big picture of her when you walk inside the abortion clinic. Mm-hmm. So they showed Margaret Sanger right there on the wall inside Planned Parenthood's lobby.
Yeah. And, you know, what people can do is, and because you get links right to Margaret Sanger's books at googlebooks.com, you could go to AmericanRightToLife.org/Sanger, and you'll see a short article illustrated, Sanger in her own words, Margaret Sanger in her own words, where she talks about the handicapped, including, I've got it right here, you could read it in her book at Google Books. You could see it right on this page, AmericanRightToLife.org/Sanger, S-A-N-G-E-R. The blind, deaf, dumb, mute, and epileptics are, quote, the dead weight of human waste.
How true, Bob.
Yeah.
When we had Power in the Park, Bob, there in Denver, when Planned Parenthood was opening their newest abortion clinic,
right,
we had Reverend Glenard Childress from New Jersey, which is a black pastor that came and spoke.
Yes.
And he has a website called blackgenocide.org, and it has lots more documentation on what's happening with the black genocide from Planned Parenthood and others, and he documents all the information, especially on Planned Parenthood.
Mm. Yeah, he is tremendous. He's a hero, blackgenocide.org. Of course, the personhood movement, is very close friends with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Dr. Alveda King.
Yes.
And she is a strong proponent of personhood, which I don't know why. A lot of conservatives think personhood is like controversial, like saying every person deserves human rights. They think that's controversial and that we should have our rights from the moment that we are created. A person is a person, no matter how small. It's wrong to kill innocent children. There are pro-lifers who think that that's controversial. They prefer the kind of pro-life movement that raises millions of dollars for political campaigns. That's the kind of pro-life movement they prefer, not one that advocates enforcement of God's enduring command, do not murder, and upholding the God-given right to life. They're not comfortable with that kind of pro-life movement. But that's what's happening. And so these black pastors, even from California, the most famous black pastor, pro-life activist, Walter Hoy,
yes,
is a hero and a staunch supporter of Personhood USA and the Personhood movement.
Yes.
So this is a significant development. And they have acknowledged, just like the documentary Ma'afa 21 that Colorado Right to Life put on television in Denver, on broadcast TV and on cable, Ma'afa 21, produced by Life Dynamics, Mark Crutcher, a two-hour documentary showing the racism, not only in Planned Parenthood's historical roots, but the racism right up to this very day, like with this abortionist, Ron Vermani.
It was just a tremendous documentary.
Yeah, really great.
Yes.
Hey, Ken, will you tell your wife, Jo Scott, how much we love you guys and appreciate
you? Sure will.
All right.
Thank you for what you do, and God bless, Pastor Bob.
Thank you. So that's Ken Scott. He and his wife, they are Denver pro-life activist. They've been in front of abortion clinics, at the doors of abortion clinics for, Ken just said, 21 years full-time. His wife, Jo Scott, I think more than 25 years full-time, 5 days a week, all these years. And just since we've started counting, just back around the year 2000, Ken and Jo, along with help with some of our Denver pro-life brothers and sisters, have saved over 1,000 babies, confirmed saves over 1,000 babies. Imagine someone who saved 1,000 Jews in Germany. Now, in Germany, granted, it's different. They might not just throw you in jail. They'd kill you if they find out you're trying to save a Jew. That's because people who are evil cannot find the grace to forgive those who are good. And Jesus said, there's no one good, only God. And so when he was acknowledged as good, he's trying to get people to realize what they're saying. You're calling me good. You realize, right, that only God is good? But those who do evil, the Italians have a saying, they never forgive the ones they hurt. They never forgive the ones they hurt. And how true that is. And so those pro-lifers who have saved 1,000 babies, and have saved 1,000 moms. I'm talking about Ken and Jo Scott and a handful of friends and members of Colorado Right to Life and the Denver Personhood community, Leslie Hanks. They've saved since the year 2000 over 1,000 babies, and they've saved those mothers from becoming the mothers of dead children and from killing their own children. And you know what? For it, even by a lot of churches, they're despised for it. They're even hated for it, because we never forgive those we hurt.
Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.